Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 75th Festival de Cannes. I'm in company of Sean Axen, director of All That Breeds, screening in the special screening section.
How would you describe the film? In your press notes, you say that it tells the story of toxicity in the air and among people.
I think this has been an especially difficult film to describe or summarize. So I always fumble around the elevator pitches of the film. And I actually don't have a fixed logline of it. So with this, I just like go with whatever comes to my mind at that point. So I'm going to have a go right now. The film essentially is, it begins with the metaphor of a bird falling off the sky. As you know, Delhi's air is noxious and it's having extremely deleterious effects on a variety of things, birds most. And as I was interested in the question of what happens when a bird falls off the sky, and I chanced upon this one remarkable family that works with literally hundreds of birds that are injured. So the film is a kind of like a symptom of a broader ecological and a social malaise. It centers around this one family that treats this big magisterial raptor called the black kite and does it in this tiny, dingy, claustrophobic basement. And do this all almost without support on their own. And I've treated over 20,000 black kites in the last 15 years. That's like an outer shell of the film. But it's about like broader ecological entanglements. And at the same time, the last 2 years have also been socially very turbulent and chaotic for Delhi. And so it becomes a kind of, it's ecological and there is a kind of a social take on the city, and it's about the emotional relationships of these brothers who work with the kites. So it's about trans-species love in a way, but at the same time, so it's a lot of things simultaneously. I don't mean to be cliche and say it's impossible to describe or something, but it's a lot of different things packed in together.
But what was the starting point? How did you meet the family, and when the idea of, you know, connecting the dots and all these things came?
I think I was looking for people who have a deep or a profound relationship with birds or the skies. And that's how it began. And actually the first set of people I met were the brothers themselves. So, and the minute you set foot in this truly cinematic basement where on one side you have, you know, industrial decay and heavy metal cutting machines, and on the other side you have these big yet vulnerable birds being treated, there's something very, the salient bipolarity in that is so inherently cinematic. So I just kept shooting there, and that's how I met the brothers.
You said that I liked this. That's what you said about, you know, that what you want people to get out with the film, you know, and this habit that we should all take of looking up at the sky. Is it something that you learned with this film experience, or was something that already was there for you?
I think the most exciting thing about a film, especially a creative nonfiction film when you begin, is that it gives you a lens into the world, right? It gives you a kind of prism into the world. And the world starts getting illuminated and unraveling in a different world when you look at it through a very specific kind of a, like, you know, like looking at it through a glass or something. My last film was about sleeping, and it was about, it's a film called Cities of Sleep. And so I looked at the city of Delhi through the lens of sleep. This film is about the lens of the skies and birds. So the idea is that I hope that it sort of enchants the skies. It renders birds magical, and it sort of like makes people at least consider this meditative aspect of the entanglement with non-human life, especially in the cities.
Well, last thing, did you work on the film visually? Because photography is incredible, and even pollution is something that you sort of like in the film, you know, because it makes you feel breathless somehow. So I was wondering about this contrast
Yeah. So photographically, the thing is that, you know, there are three aspects to the film. And there are three different grammars or vocabularies in the film. One is the life of the brothers themselves, who form a kind of emotional sanctum of the film. Other than that, the bit that I'm most excited by is the shooting of the animals, where the idea was to show kind of coexistence or simultaneity of human and non-human life jostling cheek by jowl within the city, or how animals improvise within the city. Photographically, we designed the style where we take these long 3 or 4 minute shots of animals, you know, turtles, rats, snails, and so on, and show different aspects or different conflicting elements of a city and the canvas of the urban with an animal in front of it. So, with the cinematographers Ben Bernhard, who's this German DP, and Riju Das, who's the Indian DP, we developed this kind of a style, and we shot for 3 years. That's a very long time. So it sort of develops over time, you know.
That's it. Thank you so much. Good luck.
Thank you.
And we've been talking to Shaunak Sen, director of All That Breeds, screening at the 75th Festival de Cannes in the special screening section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.